clients, if I don't come in there and share with them how I'm going to solve the problems for their clients and the problems that they have because of their clients' problems, I'm missing the boat. Make sense? That's where the emotion comes in. All right. Here's another one. What do your competitors do or not do that frustrate your target market? What's that?
We don't have enough time for all that.
We don't have enough time for all that. I love it. Marketing messages. And even better when other people are talking about, remember the problem, solution, result, PSR? Problem is that I went to another chiropractor and I had this problem. There was no solution. But I took this problem over here to you guys. They solved the problem. Here's my result. As a matter of fact, her husband really helped me. I was hurting at the Dust and Dream retreat last year. And so I would have gone to you guys if I was in Midland, but I'm in Houston, so I finally go to a chiropractor for the first time, and he does this scan. Has anybody ever done one of those digital scans of your back, right? And it's got like all the red caution marks going out, like, and mine was just like, you know, I felt like Forrest Gump. Remember when the doctor said to Forrest Gump's mama said, "Ms. Gump, your boy's back is crooked as a politician." I mean, it was bad. I mean, it was just like bad. So now my scan is just, you know, nice. So anyway. So what do your competitors do or not do that frustrate your target market? Those are the kinds of things that you want to be talking about, because now you're connecting with them on an emotional level. Make sense? Yes, okay. Desires. Now we're getting into the home theater. Now we're getting into the new car. Now we're getting into the vacation. Now we're getting into the dreams. Next one, buying behaviors. How do they buy primarily? One of the biggest mistakes that people make in marketing is they buy advertising stuff out of convenience rather than according to plan. Has any advertising person ever talked you out of some money and it ended up being a waste of money? Anybody other than me? Huh? You know, you know you got to do something. You're not doing it, so well, try this. But when you have a plan and you understand how your target market buy, do they go to the internet? How much research do they do? Do they buy through referral? Do they buy through direct mail? You know, what? How do they buy primarily? What's their methodology of finding the right person in your industry? What steps do they go through? Make sense? Okay. Let's see. And then number five is your phenomenal message. Identify and create your unique experience proposition. That's called a UEP by filling in these 5 points. Point one is reputation. Point two is experience. Point three is education. Point four is systems. And point five is guarantee or commitment. So let's fill in just a few things here. Under reputation, has anybody here ever had any television